2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Listen to the woman in this commercial. Listen close.
Excess activity is certain transfers and withdrawals from your savings or money market accounts.
Any idea who she is? Here, I'm going to play another clip of her, see if you get it.
Thanks for choosing Time Warner. Now that you've ordered your installation, let's set up a time.
Did you get it? Well, here's a hint. This woman has chosen to hide the biggest role of her life as a voiceover artist. I'm going to play another clip of her, see if you get it.
Before the Chinese invasion in 1949, there were at least 20.
She is Nina Raleigh. She's from Minneapolis. She does radio commercials. She voices audiobooks and very quietly landed the gig of a lifetime. And after some snooping and sleuthing, tech website The Verge has revealed Nina is Alexa.
Alexa, what's the weather?
Currently, in Los Angeles, it's 69 degrees with clear skies.
That's her. That's Nina Raleigh, the voice in your living room, your bedroom. Nina still won't talk about this. A blonde, 40-ish, not really reclusive woman. And she has an Instagram. But for obvious reasons, Amazon doesn't want this woman running around declaring, I am Alexa. Look, when the Siri lady, Susan Bennett of Atlanta, got famous.
Hello, I am Susan Bennett. You probably know me. I'm the voice actor who provided the voice for Siri.
Not anymore. Apple dumped her. So for Nina Raleigh, it's all hush-hush. I mean, I even asked my Alexa about her.
Alexa, who is Nina Raleigh?
Nina is a pink dragonfly who is Sparks' mother and Spyro's adopted.
Figures. Wrong answer.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.